welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello. Hello, broads. We are coming at you live, sleepover style. We are recording it night of. We just watched the episode.
It's 10:30 p.m. Feels like it's 1 a.m. Oh, Ruthie is losing her shit already.
Ruthie might be sobbing through the whole thing, you know? I get it. It was a little bit of an upsetting episode. The other person who might be sobbing is the man that we dragged, drug.
Oh, man, that was the longest show I've ever watched in my life. 2 hours.
You guys, it's Craig. Craig Conant.
Hey, yeah, maybe they should start doing it next style, where literally she...
Yeah.
That would be a good twist on The Bachelor, if literally the guys during their one-on-one time with her, if she's just like, next.
Next. Next. For those of you that didn't know, I was on Next.
Yes. Okay, so if you haven't listened to our Nightmare Roommates episode... Craig came on that. We had a huge response. All of the broads loved him.
That was so fun.
We had so much fun. And on that episode, we found out that Craig refuses to watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So we convinced him to come do a recap.
It didn't take very much. Yeah. And also just to bring everything full circle, which we mentioned on the last podcast, but I want to update for listeners who didn't listen to it. We got Craig on because my producer on The Bachelor knows him.
Yes.
And so it's just kind of a fun thing because then now we're watching the show that he produces. And he was like Hannah's right-hand man throughout this whole season.
Really?
Being her producer.
He wasn't Cam's right-hand man. Ah, fuck Cam, huh?
Coming in strong.
With the popular opinions.
Too many blazers in this show, I tell you what.
So many blazers.
Yeah, but what are some of your, like, what's like a word that comes to mind when you think of your experience, your first experience watching a show of the Bachelor franchise?
Headache. Painful. Torture.
Oh my God.
Are you traumatized?
How do you guys do a podcast on this? I'm just kidding. I didn't say it. Blasphemy.
How you come into this bachelor house?
I have two older sisters. I was subjected to this kind of television and TV shows my entire life.
You were
life.
Literally on one of these TV shows.
I don't like to think about that.
You participated. No, yeah. You participated.
I was 20.
Yes.
I also wore a blazer. I'm making fun of these guys' blazers. And the first time I was on TV, I wore a blazer. I'll stop talking.
I like how you said the one time and then you switched it to the first time.
Yeah, I know. I forget I've done other things. I was in 3 commercials.
Oh,
were you really?
For what brands?
I was Microsoft Bing. When it first came out, I was Mosh Pit Guy number 1. That's the craziest story ever. You guys have no idea. Do you want to hear that story or are we doing only Bachelor
no,
stuff?
No, we got to move on. Not only Bachelor stuff, but we got to keep it to like an hour because this is just...
I pushed the people in Mosh Pit too much and broke a table and they had to like reset everything. The actors and actresses got wet. And all the camera guys, because they said, like, in the audition, I had a mosh pit. And then we get to set, and they're like, all right, show us what you're going to do. And I went nuts, and I just Tasmanian deviled the set. And I broke the table, I hit my elbow, and they were, like, worried I injured myself. Drinks went everywhere. I just powerbombed the table. Anyways, they fixed everything, re-wardrobed, didn't get booked again by that casting agency.
And you never heard from them again.
And that was the last I saw them. But yes, let's get back to Cam.
Back to Cam. We go chronologically. My first note is about Luke because, you know, for one, I'm obsessed with hating Luke. And I'm also shocked that I heard of people this past week who are actually obsessed with him. Like, there are women who actually are attracted to and like as a person Luke P.
I felt like this episode, if you're not seeing the true colors of Luke P at this point, come on. I don't know.
I hate him more than Cam.
No disrespect, but
I hate him more than Cam.
Yeah. I called it. He's going to, he's the kind of guy that, well, if I can't have you, no one can have you. And he's
Yes,
going to
you're
going to
find Hannah in a dino.
We said boy, that got dark fast. Huh?
That's exactly what. So I put a poll up on my story, like if you had to sleep with Luke or Cam, who do you pick? And a bunch of people were like, honestly, Cam, because I feel like Luke would do some crazy shit, like kidnap my sister and like hold her hostage until, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. Cam, like we said, Cam is unbelievably irritating, but Luke is scary.
Luke is a murder suicide kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh
it.
My God. Yep. Fuck.
Yep.
Trigger warning for any for our fucking listeners. Someone's gonna be like, my brother.
Oh my God.
You know.
But you know, sorry. He's scary.
Unfortunately, Luke is a frequent occurring man.
Yeah, you know no, that, I mean? That type.
Yeah.
I know. And the unfortunate thing about Luke is that he's conventionally attractive, objectively speaking, and
got
so
that
he's
jawline.
Yeah, he does have that. Yeah, Craig kept calling him Captain America.
Yeah,
he does have that Captain America look,
which is also what people called Colton last season.
It's true, huh?
Yeah,
people call me Captain Heroin.
Oh yeah, if you also missed our last episode,
oh man,
if you missed our last episode. Craig is a former addict. He's now 5 years sober.
Five and a half. Five years, 8 months, 7 days.
And a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
So check him out. Yes. Okay, so the first...
Oh wait, my note about Luke was he has this big-ass cross, and I was just like, "What?" I feel like he's trying so hard to be like, I am a reformed man. I am a Christian.
Right.
You know?
He declared on the very first episode that that God came to him in the shower, that he was like a fuck boy. And then God came to him in the shower and was like, be a good boy now. And then apparently times have changed. Yeah. So now
we also can't keep explaining this to Craig. Otherwise our listeners are going to be
that's
like,
true.
We've
all
been
right.
fucking watching all the episodes.
He's
don't
a Christian
explain this.
Boy. I
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, you
know.
Could still tell from the episode that you watched.
We know the type.
Also, Tyler Cameron, one of my first impressions is like, is he a moron? What is happening?
Let's get in the date.
They were both on the first group date.
I know, but the first group date was the birthing date. We got to talk about the birthing date.
Well, that's why I said, is Tyler Cameron stupid? Because he made some initial comment.
Well, they're on the group date, birthing date, right? We have Jenny Mullins and Jason Biggs, who I was very excited to see. They're huge Bachelor fans.
I love Jason Biggs.
He's hilarious. Every time I see his face, I'm happy.
I really like Jenny Mullins too.
She's amazing. Yeah. But Tyler said, in reference to birthing, that the belly gets bigger and bigger, and the lady gets hungrier and hungrier. He's excited to learn
more. But he's
more.
Saying it like he's just like, the belly gets bigger and bigger, and
like
she gets hungrier.
That's
and
all
hungrier
he
and
knew. That's all he knew about birth.
Yeah, I wanted to yell at him, be like, "Hey, buddy, she's making a human.
Like,
what do you think's gonna happen?
She gets hungrier and hungrier. No, actually, Tyler, at the end of your pregnancy, your stomach's so fucking smashed in the back of your organs that you can't eat anything.
Yeah,
you have to eat like in small little pigeon portions.
Your
because
appetite is demolished by the end. You have no desire for food. And also, she's not just getting bigger and bigger. There's also a baby inside the stomach. Surprise!
Not inside the stomach, inside the uterus.
Well, I'm coming from Tyler C's perspective.
That's true. I know. He probably thinks that he's like, dude, I don't know how there's room for all the food inside the stomach when the baby's in there. The baby's just eating all the food right when it comes down from the esophagus. Crazy.
Oh my God. But the men there, you know.
Yeah, this date was fun, but it also was annoying. Like, they put clothespins on Mike's nipples, and I'm like, that's not how breastfeeding is supposed to feel.
All I could think about was us being like, it's not supposed to be painful. It's not supposed to be painful. If it's painful,
you need to see a lactation consultant, okay?
Yes.
Does not
it's
hurt.
It's not supposed to hurt.
My sister, when I first, well, she's just had two kids, you guys know, and she was breastfeeding is breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And when she first started doing it, she has big old titties like these and shit. I walk in, her tits are just out, and she's just like the. And I was like, Nicole, come on. And she just didn't. She gave me the eyes like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look away, asshole.
Dude.
Because her shits were so chapped and so raw.
Oh, no.
Because Thaddeus, my little nephew,
tongue-tied?
He's a monster.
Oh.
He's a terrorist. And he is just, he just fucking poor sister
motorboating like crazy already.
The little girl, she's a sweetheart, and it's fine. And besides, my sister's nipples are probably like leather udders now because of Thaddeus.
Dude, my little brother,
they do get tough.
I was back home in Fresno, and it was like the same thing. My little brother gets home and he says to my dad, he's like, $10 says Becca's sitting topless on the couch right now, feeding Ruth. I was like, fuck you. I'm 10 weeks postpartum. I have my shirt back on. Shut the
Leave
hell
him
up,
alone.
Joel. Shut up, Joel. What do you know about feeding a child?
I was like, that's not correct. It shouldn't hurt. John Paul Jones is in the corner shaking the shit out of a baby. I'm like, okay.
John Paul Jones in this one, like, you saw his face. He was so scared of those contractions.
Oh, he was screaming through the contractions.
Yeah.
Screaming.
I'd got nothing.
Now that I was kind of like, I felt bad for them about the contractions because I was like, the thing that, you know, we've talked about birth before, it's supposed to be a gentle descent. And she was cranking it up straight to, you know, dilated.
And
to,
you know, for sure,
nine.
She looked at John Paul Jones and goes, oh, this little boy's never felt pain once in his life. So yeah, we're going to go like, to a full 10. She just
take
cranked
it, to 12.
It on him.
That's Poor the Dracula guy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Twilight. The pale ass dude.
Craig was had some nicknames to try to keep up.
Vampire Boy, Twilight. He's named after Led Zeppelin's bassist. Did anybody call that out yet?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's so much the Bachelorette demo.
I also don't know if they can say Led Zeppelin. Is that like a copyright thing?
I think you can say it. You just
every
can't
time
the
they
songs.
Have they see John Paul Jones, they should have a lick from one of the songs playing.
That'd be great.
Also, we need more John Paul Jones. Where is he?
He is the sleeper, like, season favorite for me. Like, John Paul Jones, you just see him in the corner, like, doing some stupid shit every other cut, and I really like him.
And I was sent by numerous broads a clip that was not aired on the last episode of John Paul Jones, like, having a one-on-one moment with Hannah and telling her that he's going to show her how much he cares for her by letting her cut a lock of his hair.
I like him.
Yeah. So he gave her scissors and she was trying to cut it. You guys check this out. It's on like the Bachelor at Facebook or whatever. And she's like about to cut and she's so excited and he's shaking. Like he has tears in his eyes. He is so emotional about her cutting a lock of his hair. It's like he was more emotional about his hair and he's like holding the baby by one leg and like shaking it.
he throws the baby.
I like him.
I like him too.
Okay, now, Jed.
Yes,
we gotta talk about Jed.
We gotta talk about Jed.
Do you remember Jed, Craig?
I'm bad with names. Which one?
Okay, Jed. Actually, he didn't quite make so much of an appearance in this episode.
Is he the gay one?
No.
No. Craig thinks Dylan's the gay one.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who Dylan is.
You never remember every week.
Because he's gay. No, I'm just kidding.
I think he's super handsome.
Now.
He does
every
have very
week.
Soft
Jess,
energy.
Jess knows him. This is why.
I mean, I don't know him. But my one of my
this
friends.
This is her one connection.
It's my one connection. I have a my
She's
friend.
Like, you know, Dylan. And every single week, I'm like, I don't
every
remember.
Every week, she goes, Dylan who? And I'm like, I show her his photo every week. So clearly he's very memorable.
He had a pink blazer on this one.
I think at some point. But then Tyler C also had a pink blazer on, so it's all becoming convoluted for me.
Okay, anyway. Jed, see what was funny to me is he had some conversation with her and I was like, does she know that he's a stripper?
Oh, that okay, I know.
Yeah.
I
so apparently it's like Chip and Dale style, like he doesn't pull the dick out. But he's just like a dancer. But I don't know how. I wonder how Hannah would feel.
I mean, whether he pulls the dick out or not, they're gonna see it. You know, it's the torpedoes. Yeah. I mean, the speedos. Why did I say torpedoes?
The torpedoes. Speedos. The torpedo in the speedo. Yeah.
The
really.
Banana hammock. The torpedo sling.
That, yeah.
You never heard of the banana hammock?
No. The ding dong. The ding dong holster.
The ding dong swing.
But I feel like she's gonna be bothered by it, I would imagine.
No, that was interesting to me though, because they had like a serious conversation. And so I was like,
my money is that he doesn't say it. I don't think so either.
How do we find out that he's a stripper in the first place? Do we have confirmation of this?
I'm like 99.9% sure.
Okay. So
before we bomb more in, listen, we know the Forbidden Family is full of complex networks, many moving parts, appendages. Chris Harrison is the head, but I think the heart and the soul, if we're being honest, is FabFitFun.
Wow, that was quite an intro to FabFitFun.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, FabFitFun, influencers love it, Bachelor people love it, we love it too.
We all love it.
The seasonal subscription box has full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200, and the products in this box are always top-notch. Like Glam Glow, Kula, Anthropology, Tarte, and so much more.
The current summer box is full of things that you're going to love. Becca, you were posting all over your Instagram the other day pictures of miniature things, which made me, first of all, say that I thought you were pregnant. but also, I'm like, she must love the miniature travel blow dryer that came in the summer box.
I did order the miniature travel blow dryer. And there's also one of those cool letter boards.
Oh, my God.
There's also silicone wine cups you can take to the beach. There's a bunch of good stuff in the summer box.
Silicone wine cups?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand this.
So that you can, like, take them places where you can't have glass. And then they also fold up so you can, like, stash them in your purse for some wine on the go.
Shifty wine.
Cool, right? the box is sold quickly, so make sure you order it now. Go to www.fabfitfun.com and use code CHATTY so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com. Use code CHATTY. You deserve to treat yourself.
Ugh, FabFitFun. So, okay, so yeah, we're wondering about Jed. At some point when they're having their intimate moment, which in the moment I did also think, I feel like Jed is going to be a front runner for sure.
I think so too. I think Jed and Pilot Peter are, I'm convinced that, ooh, I'm calling the top four right now.
Okay, do it.
Jed, Peter, Mike, Tyler Cameron. They have to have a black guy in the top four for hometowns.
Which one was the taller, handsome black man?
Mike. That's our man.
I like him. He's my number one. I like Sweet Pete, too. Pilot Pete?
Yeah.
Sweet Pete. I like that.
He was sweet. I'm gay now.
I like Pete. He was sweet. And that tall, handsome black man is my favorite.
Listen, Mike has been our favorite from episode one.
Yeah.
And we'll get into more. I mean, I loved him on this episode for so many reasons. Actually, let's get into that. Mike had a really nice, refreshingly vulnerable moment. And okay, so who was the guy that had the one-on-one date who got to lay in bed with her while she was sick?
Connor.
The thing about this show, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's so fucking annoying to me when people have these contrived, like, deep moments with the bachelorette lead. Like, when the dude was with sick Hannah, I was just like, why are you talking to him like about your mom's stroke right now? Like, what? Hannah went to the hospital today, so this is a good segue into your mom's stroke story.
Craig in the middle of the episode goes, why is this show so sad?
It was really depressing. Somebody brought up losing a baby and then the mom with the stroke.
Well,
he lost me when I saw that he couldn't grow facial hair and he had nothing, and I checked out. And I was like, I don't care about your mom, bro. Hit puberty, bro.
Poor guy.
I'm sorry, that's fucked up. But he did.
It's not his fault. My dad can't grow a beard. What are you saying about my dad?
Pussy. I'm just kidding. I love your dad. I don't know him.
Well, the thing. Oh, what I was going to say, though, is I hate when people do these, like, sad moments to be like, yeah, now you know that my mom had a stroke, so like we're closer now, right? Like we have a more intimate relationship. Yeah. Like that's not how it works. But Mike, I actually felt like he brought it up really organically. It's like they were talking about giving birth and all this stuff, right. And he's like, man, this just triggered something for me. My girlfriend had a miscarriage, which, by the way, she had a miscarriage in the second trimester, which is so you know, got to give the disclaimer, whether you lose a baby early on in the first trimester or in the second or whatever, it's always devastating.
Yeah, but miscarriages are all
second
terrible.
Trimester, that's after 13 weeks. And that is like,
well, that's
gnarly.
When, yeah, you're having to have a full blown operation. I mean, it's like really traumatizing. Yeah.
My point being that the Mike thing was like, I was like, okay, this is a real moment.
Yeah.
I felt like it was. What did you, I mean,
I
agree with you. Mike felt real, and other one was like, nah, I don't believe you. This is fake. It's contrived. I checked out.
Also, what made me more in love with Mike, which I don't feel like is possible at this point, is that he was so honest about the situation. He wasn't just like, oh, my girlfriend had a miscarriage second trimester, which is horrible as is. Yeah. He said that it was because, like, I wasn't there and I should have stepped up and I regret it. Like,
I was really confused about what he was saying, though, there, to be completely honest. I was like, are you saying if you had been there that she wouldn't have had a miscarriage? Like, I was so confused.
I mean, maybe it was a situation like he was gone and she fell. I mean, like, who knows?
Or was he saying, I wish I had the opportunity to be more there for her after she had the miscarriage?
He was saying that it was because he wasn't there.
I will say this about Mike. Sometimes he's almost like too nice. Like, it's almost a little bit like verging on contrived.
I don't know, though, like, because in this episode, all of a sudden he came out and he was being pretty intense with Cam. He was shutting him down.
He seems like a nice guy.
No, I'm sure he seems like a nice guy, but sometimes I'm like, are you just saying all the right things because, like, you're smart enough to know what to say?
I think he's too good to be true for you, but I think he really is that good.
All right. All right. I'll take it.
I got my money on Mike.
Yeah. All right. Me too.
So meanwhile, in this conversation, Cam decides to interrupt in the middle of the miscarriage conversation. I will say this. Cam had no way of knowing what they were talking about. And obviously, as the viewer, we're watching like, dude, he's talking about this heavy thing. But, like, Cam doesn't know that's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That, okay, first round, I would accept, but Cam came back three times.
Yeah, but this is another thing that Evan brought up while we were watching. Evan was like, do you think producers had a hand in it? And like 100% producers are going, you know what, Cam, you got to get in there and talk to her. You got to get in there. You got to have your time with her, you know? Like, they're egging him the fuck on.
Oh my God, though. But
granted, he doesn't have to say yes to them, but still, I'm like, there is no one the producers are egging on like him. And they're going, their conversation, I know because I've been in this position. Yeah. The producer is going, their conversation's almost over. Like, literally, like, their conversation's over. They finished talking about the topic like 5 minutes ago. It's totally fine. Like, just go in there. No. You need to assert yourself and get your time. Go in.
Everybody's got a choice.
It's true.
Everybody's got a choice. You gotta pay the piper, Cam. You got what was coming.
Exactly. But that's the thing. It's like Hannah and Mike were looking at, like, they were like, Cam, get out. Like, yeah, clearly that's true. This was an intense moment.
Yes, they passed on the message. Hannah was like, Cam,
you gotta
stop.
Go. Like, Cam cannot read cues. 100%. Cam is the guy at the college who does not understand or does not accept when no means no. He's the guy at the party where you go,
oh my God, are you calling him a rapist?
Yes.
Honestly, though, if there's going to be a guy that I don't want to be hanging out near the punch bowl, it's Cam.
Well, first of all, I was not calling him that. I was saying that he's the guy at the college party when, like, you're trying to just have a good time with your friends, and he just keeps coming up to you and being like, just give me one more shot, or, like, keeps trying to keep the conversation going.
Like, the guy at 7 grand. I was telling you about.
Yeah. We always talk about this guy.
I always talk about this guy. There's this guy at 7 grand when we were there, and he just, like, was talking at me, and I was just sitting there, obviously, like, stop talking to me. And I had one of our friends save me like three different times in the middle of a conversation with this guy, and he would always come find me at the other end of the bar and start talking to me again. And then finally he comes up to me when I'm with my friends, and he's like, what? So do you not like me? Like, and I've told this story before.
Like, you owe him something.
I'm sorry, guys. I know I've told this story before.
I hate guys like that.
Okay, you seem like you're the opposite.
I am. I go, hey, what's up? You go, no. I go, oh, see you later. Like, that's it. I'm done. I give it my shot, and I will never bug you again.
Because it's just, like, humiliating also. Like, how do these people not have a sense of pride where they're not just going to, like...
Right.
I'm also almost on the opposite end where sometimes I'll think people don't like me when they really do. So if I'm reading in too much, I'm like, oh, I'll never talk to you again. Like,
right.
Sorry.
Cam does not have that problem at all. Ugh. And in fact, he interrupts this really intense story from Mike thrice.
Oh, God.
He interrupts to tell Hannah that he quit his job.
Oh, yeah. By the way, he said the line, I'm a deep person. And I've said it about other things and people say I'm a good person. If you have to say you're a deep person,
you
like,
ain't deep.
No, it's like you may be deep, but you suck. Like, you shouldn't have to say that you're a deep person. That's like saying, like, I'm, ugh, God, I hate him
so
much.
Hey, guys, I'm funny. You can't do that.
No, exactly. I'm funny. There's people who do that, too.
Right,
they're
I'm
like,
a funny guy.
I'm a really funny comedian. No, you're not. You said that. You're a fucking hack asshole. Get it. Go get back to your miscarriage material.
Or when people say, oh, my God. Or when people say, like, is that like a, that was like a self-attack.
I know.
There was somebody on my season who, oh, and I was watching it back. She said, somebody said, like, I'm silly. Like, oh, I'm just silly.
I'm just a silly gal.
I'm silly. Like, I'm just, ugh.
No, no.
I'm very serious.
I'm a serious kind of guy.
I'm a serious guy.
You know, can't you tell?
I have more respect for that. If somebody had sat down in a conversation, they're like, you know, I'm just a serious guy. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, I'd be like, I actually believe you.
Yeah, exactly. No, and then.
But it's kind of.
Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying, like Cam, his big thing. You know, you're thinking his like big reveal to Hannah is like, I quit my job. It's like, yeah, welcome to half of the other contestants who have ever been on this show.
Also, don't admit it. Now you're telling her that you're unemployed and you are not helping yourself.
She doesn't want to be with you. She could be with Sweet Pete. He's a pilot. He's the man. He's
Pete
got a nice, yeah, they've got nice jobs.
I do always wonder how these people who have good jobs do take off like potentially 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you know. I mean, I was a nanny and I just was like, I guess I'll find a new job after.
When
I had to quit.
I was at Trader Joe's and I was approached to do The Bachelor, I said, no, thank you. I have dental here.
Shut up.
Were you really?
No, it was all lies. It was all lies.
I was like, Craig, this whole left. Time.
You know what, though? So there were some girls, I think like Becca had a PR agency job on my season, and she said that that her boss is a big fan of The Bachelor. So when they heard she had the opportunity to go on, you know, they were like, have at it. Like, your job will be waiting for you when you get back.
That's nice. Awesome. Pro tip. Try to find a job where you have people who are empathetic to your bachelor and bachelorette needs.
Yes. If you're trying out for the show, you just like subtly like put it in your manager's office, turn on the TV.
Exactly. Do you know the other day I was approached to be on this show? Can
it's
you
so crazy.
Fucking believe
you should
it?
Watch it. Get addicted. Imagine? And send me away.
Damn it. Did I just delete my notes?
Paid time off.
Recently deleted. Found it. Okay.
So you were saying Jonathan.
So Jonathan then comes in. Okay. So here's what happens. You know, Cam interrupts. Then Mike comes back in and is like, guys, Cam was interrupted my session. Then Jonathan decides, he's like, karma's going to come back around and interrupts Cam's thing. Like, and was just really kind of.
He looked like he was going to pick Cam up.
And I was
that
just
backfired
like.
For him too.
Yeah, that was not a good look.
No.
I was like, why are you doing this? Like,
yeah,
this
he
is
got
petty.
Axed.
It was petty. It was just kind of like, it's not attractive now, for her. Like,
if I were him, what I would have done is only been in Cam's eyeline and been heckling him. Like, you know? But so she can, and then if she look up, you're like, I'm just looking at the fake plants over here.
All the plants are fake.
Yes.
All the plans are fake, by the way.
Becca and Craig were very, very upset about this. And I am in a home full of fake plants because I kill everything. So they were noticing the fake plants on the show. And I'm like, I empathize with this.
No, literally, there would be real bushes. And then the art department people would be coming in and sticking fake flowers in the real bushes outside.
I don't like it. Get out of here. Plastic world, plastic plants. No, thank you.
We need that real oxygen.
We need seeds.
What?
I don't know.
Jess, just get yourself a good pothos. We were trying to tell you last time, the pistillates and the pothos, you just wait till they're wilting, and then you just give them water.
And they literally go, shoop.
Yeah, like, shoot back
bam.
Up.
Right.
Anyway.
I'm not sure I understand.
What's that?
Oh my God, I didn't realize it was holding me on Siri. It says, just asking you stop a good pothos. We are trying to tell you the last time the piece of Lisa oppose you, just wait till they're wilting and then you just give them water.
I don't understand either.
Well, Craig, I think that you should go on on the next Bachelorette in your, because they have the title of basically what their job is. And I feel like you should have like a, it should be plant lover.
Botanist.
Can you edit out that part where I say just red? Well, now just keep it in because you're going to have to edit out this part too. We're just really having a time of it at 11 p.m. I just read out my Siri inquiry.
Okay. People like, they listen to this on the road to their jobs.
That's true.
They don't care. Hey, guys. I'm Craig.
Don't edit it out, Jess.
I won't. Oh, shit. Oh, it's hot in here.
Okay, no, moment. It's really hot, actually, ooh, yeah, though. Sorry, like, I'm guys. Really
I can't
sweating.
Tell if I'm bombing or these laser beams are just frying me.
It could be both. We're okay. Anyway, Jonathan, shitty move. Okay, Cam was also about to use the word aggressive about Jonathan, which, while Jonathan did have an aggressive approach, I just want to say right now that I am so sick of white people on The Bachelor calling black people on the show aggressive. It happens virtually every fucking season.
It's the go-to.
Where some black person interrupts, and then the white person's like, they are aggressive.
Yes.
And violent. And
even though we did see then the flash to the future episode of Mike calling Luke aggressive...
Yeah, because Luke's a fucking psychopath.
Luke was aggressive.
Luke is a steroid-ridden psychopath.
Horrifying.
You heard it here first, folks.
Horrifying. Cam was just staring at Jonathan and was saying, like, the most belittling things.
Oh, my
things.
God, I forgot. So they're sitting on the couch. Yeah, that was just embarrassing. Cam's staring him down, trying to make a point. And then Jonathan's like, do you have anything to say? And Cam's like, no. By the way, Cam is that kid in elementary school who... I'm trying to think, like, which kid in elementary school.
The kid that pulled his pants all the way down to take a leak and his booty was out.
I don't know. I was never in the boys' bathroom.
Was that, like, a type of guy who did that?
Like a you? Kid? Like a kid.
I did that. I used to eat crayons, too, and see them in my poop.
No. Oh, my God.
Yellow stuck out
like a rainbow. No, Cam is the kid that would be like the hall monitor. This is
oh, yeah.
Cam would be the hall monitor kid, and then he'd be like, hey, can you help me? He'd be like, nope, because I'm the hall monitor and that's my job.
Mrs. Lindgren gave me this assignment and I must fulfill it.
Yeah, he's the teacher, you forgot to give us homework. He's a Nazi. That's what he is.
You heard him here
he's
first.
A Nazi.
Cam is a Nazi.
Cam is a Nazi, and that's why he went home. He's aggressive.
No, Luke's the aggressive one.
Yeah, Luke's the aggressive one.
And also possibly a Nazi. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God, you guys.
The two Nazis on the show. ABC, what are you doing? Just kidding. Book me.
That's actually happened before. They have had neo-Nazis on the show. And also
really?
Last season.
Holy shit. They don't vet these people?
No, last season they actually had a man who was currently on trial for sexual assault on a cruise ship. And they did not know this.
Hey, Raper, come here. You want to be on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, you want to. No, so that's why this season they've been like hyper careful. They got rid of people before it started filming because now social media is finding it out everywhere.
Yeah.
It's much
easier. It's the Reddit crew. It's the Bachelor Reddit crew.
Yeah. Oh, man. They go strong.
That's good, though.
Yeah. They keep him accountable.
Keeping assaulters out of it.
Also, I just have to mention that at some point during this date, no, twice during this date, there were chicken nuggets happening. They were throwing chicken nuggets. They were dunking chicken nuggets.
This season definitely has a theme, and it's chicken nuggets.
It's chicken nuggets. And I have to know, I said, I swore to God they were McDonald's chicken nuggets because they look like the shape, right? Well, apparently they're Wendy's. That's what everyone's saying to me.
What the fuck? How do they know?
They were calling it
chicken nugget connoisseurs.
They were calling it Nugget Gate.
What are they? What is it, a subreddit for nuggets? That's a Wendy's nugget.
A few people sent it to me. They were like, check this out. This is not a McDonald's nugget. This is a Wendy's nugget.
I just want to say something.
Wait. Oh.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you got to pause it because Ruth is losing her shit. I'll be right back.
Aww.
So taking a quick pause as Becca has to, or was... Oh, she's sitting here in the YouTube.
That's fine. I had to take a pause, but I'm eating a cookie right now, so Craig can help with
so,
this.
So, listen, okay. I bet that mansion of men actually smelt really good, by the way. All those boys are trying to get their cologne spritz on and trying to impress Hannah, and at one point in the episode, she said that she likes the smell of what's happening. So, I mean, if any of those gentlemen knows what's good for them, they would be using Scentbird. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for colognes and perfumes.
And not just your standard perfume and cologne. We're talking about high-end designer Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Cartier, Gucci, and more. Then 450 designer brands for you to choose from. Choose the perfume you want to try, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, enough to apply 4 times a day. What do you say? At 4 times daily, a 4 a month.
And this isn't just about finding what type of perfume and cologne you want for the long haul. I'm officially obsessed with having a new scent every month. It keeps the people guessing. Spices up your life a little bit. 1 month, she's Burberry Brit. She's a classy lady. The next month, she's Viva La Juicy from Juicy Beauty, an Instagram queen, you know? So don't let them figure you out. With Scentbird, and with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today at scentbird.com/chatty. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance.
Go to scentbird.com/chatty and sign up for 50% off your first month. Again, scentbird.com/chatty for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing.
What is this weird fucking pirate ad voice?
It's why I don't book anything.
Prada, sign on for 300 sprays. Arg.
It's like, are you working at a theme park?
I get really nervous and it just comes out.
It evolved towards the end of the ad. You were just like, really? you could hardly read by the end of it. You're getting so into character. It started getting oh, shit. That was really good, though. I really liked
and
it. By
that's the- why I don't act.
Boy, I gotta
say. Thank you
say,
for that, Craig.
My titties feel so free now that I'm not holding Ruth anymore. I even took the earphones off. I am like,
yes, girl, she's ready free. She's free.
You know what, guys? I'm going to keep us on track for the second half.
Okay.
The,
thank
the
you.
The second half of thank the recap. Because the shit notes. Got a little wild. For you got notes?
Good for you.
Look
okay.
At Craig, go. All right. Here's the thing about, I just got to say one more thing about Tyler Cameron.
Okay, I know what you're going to say, please.
Do you?
Preach, baby.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Do you know what I'm going to say?
It's just I'm assuming.
Okay. Well, Tyler Cameron, for one, you know, like I said, he talks out of the corner of his mouth and he just sounds kind of stupid half of the time. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of the time, he kind of sounds like he knows what he's talking about. But anyway, he had this conversation with Hannah where he was like, you're just a badass woman. And like, I just, whatever. Badass yes. woman. He was like, he was kind of dropping these like cliche things about her being a powerful woman and like all this kind of stuff.
He's like, women run the world.
Yeah, women run the world and all this shit. I'm like, you don't really fucking believe that. Like, and that's just, and it just kind of got under my skin because I was like, it feels like he's just plugging in all these like #rose all day, like #girl boss quotes, like these. Just cliche ass, like women run the world shit. And it's like, no, women don't, we don't run the world.
Like, we're trying to, we're not.
We're trying to, but men like you, Tyler Cameron, run the world. Did you know there are more CEOs named, there are more CEOs in the US named, I believe, is it Matt or Mark? It's a name like that.
Probably Mark.
Doesn't matter. Matt or Mark. There are more CEOs named this one name than there are CEOs of color and female CEOs combined. Just CEOs named Matt or whatever the fuck.
Holy shit.
Anyway, it's like guys
that's
like
a
you.
Powerful name.
I don't blame
you know
them, you know?
There are more CEOs named Craig than there are.
Did you know
women
there's more
CEO?
Pirates named Craig than advertisers?
Anyway, men like Tyler Cameron run the world, and it's like
I agree.
I was just like, "This shut the fuck up."
I know. I was like, "Hottie McAbs, I don't believe you."
No,
It's kind of tripping me out.
I also don't believe that Hannah's his type.
Yeah. And I also have been noticing him on social media. People have been sending me his stories because they obviously know we think he's a total smoke show. But I don't know. He's like mocking all the guys in every, I don't know.
I think it's getting to his head.
That he's like, that he's the gorgeous one.
Yeah. I'm sure he's getting tons of DMs. Like, yeah. I'm sure it's just, yeah, he feels like hot shit right now. And mm-hmm. I think it's really like he's mm-hmm. taking it a little bit too seriously. Anyway, that's all for the group date for me.
And then Mike gets the group rose. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Yes.
So happy about that.
Yeah, me too. Mm.
All right. So we do have to touch base about Tyler G. Oh, no. Wait. Has that happened yet?
No.
No. Sorry.
Pretend that didn't happen.
So ignore it. So Hannah
goes to the hospital for... Did anyone catch why she went to the hospital?
They like made it very vague.
Because the producers told her to.
We're going to pump some water in this IV and...
She sneezed. Take her to the ER. Get her to the ER.
The bubonic plague. The
sirens. Yeah, I don't know what
they said.
That wasn't
she...
even a hospital.
No,
it was a Trader Joe's bathroom. I cleaned it out. I know.
It was literally like urgent care.
like
the,
I recognize
the
it.
Places you go to like donate blood. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
I know that dial. Like,
that's not. That wasn't. Yeah. I don't know. And they didn't say what it was. So
she said that she fainted, which I'm assuming was from exhaustion.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So yeah. She said she wasn't feeling great and she fainted. She was probably super tired.
So he got to hang out and tell her about his mom having a stroke in
the
bed.
We're talking about Connor.
By the way, I'm not saying that that's not like a legitimate sad story. I just questioned the placement of it and it just was a prime example of those kind of like filler sad stories.
It felt producer-y to me for sure. I also at that point asked Becca, how close do the cameramen get to you? Because they were literally like in bed
all
with
up
them.
In their freaking... tongues.
The cameraman was just cozied up in bed, kicking his legs around, being like, "We gonna gab more, guys?"
Yeah, they were very cute. Really close. That's the only reason I noticed he couldn't grow facial hair because it was a super zoom of four little holes. I was like, "That's it? Come on!"
I hate those kissing scenes in this show too. Like when they zooms in on their mouths and it's just
and
like,
you hear the smacking. But how do you feel? Okay, so Connor gets that specific like little cozy date, which in my opinion would be like the best date. I would want to do that. I'd feel like you'd get intimate. You're in bed. You're having like a quiet moment. It's not all about like the flash and the fun and like, I don't know. You get to like real conversation, I feel like.
If you actually vibe with the person. Otherwise, it could be the worst date because you don't have any activities to fill your time. And instead, you're just like seated on a bed, like trying to make conversation.
Just in bed. Like, so should we turn on the office?
My mom had a stroke a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sweating now. You want to cuddle?
My hands are very clammy. Bright.
There's cameras all up in our face. I don't know. It's just like, so that happened.
How do you feel about him? How do we feel about Connor? Yeah, I'm kind of like, he's, whatever.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. A little bit.
Yeah. Oh, and also the thing about the sob story that really bugs me is they have to turn it around in this thing of like, from that experience, I've learned that like, this is what I really value. And I actually like, hate that personally because I'm like, you don't gotta learn something positive from every negative experience you have, and they always do that on The Bachelor. Like, and what I learned from like my dad dying is like this and this, and it's like, no, I wish somebody would be like, and from that I learned nothing, and that's fucking sucked.
Yeah,
and death sucks, and it ruined my life.
From that I learned there is a hole in my heart that will never be filled again. I am not.
I want someone to come on and say something like that because I'm like, I hate this thing of like, I don't know, I learned this or everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, like, or like
no, sometimes shitty things happen.
Yeah,
to you.
My parents got divorced and it sucked, and now I don't think there's a God.
I don't believe in love when I'm on The Bachelor.
Sometimes you just lose a leg, you know?
Oh man. Okay.
We'll get to him in a second.
So they flash back to the mansion. And Luke is starting to have a straight up nervous breakdown. He's asking, like, he's saying, it's my job to take care of her in the interview.
Ugh. He said verbatim, I just know the thought of me in her mind makes her happy.
Oh my God. He's just like, I should be there. It should be me. She wants me to be there. just the cockiest shit, you know.
It was weird. And he's like, what does she have specifically? Like, was she coughing? Was she like,
what was she wearing?
Oh, yeah,
she
yeah, when he came back, that's the when he
was
came
it
back.
Shorts or a skirt? What was it? This is important. I'm a doctor.
No, he literally goes, what was she wearing? Like, blue, was it like blue jeans and like a t-shirt?
Is it a big t-shirt? That was the creepiest part of the that whole episode.
That was so creepy. Like, what was she wearing? Did you see, was she, do you think she was wearing panties?
Can I have my thermometer back?
That's what he said. Was she sick? Did she have a temperature? Did you use my thermometer? Because I know yours isn't working like quite as well as mine. Can I have mine back? Like, oh my God. He was just...
Did she have her hair up or down? It was just... Oh my
that
God.
That was Luke. The point where I'm like, okay, everyone who is saying that they're into Luke, please, are you not seeing now that this guy is controlling
psycho?
And scary? Like, holy shit.
Okay, well, so that even then, surprise, surprise, Connor gets the evening portion of the date.
Very cute.
She's once again wearing a unnecessarily sparkly piece of clothing. Her blazer's covered in sequins and also a lingerie top. I'm just like, this is the same stylist they've had for like the past two seasons, and I swear they're recycling outfits from Becca's season. And you guys, if you have not noticed the horrendous styling on this season and last season, at the rose ceremony, she had the worst outfit in the room.
Becca demands justice.
She
demands justice.
I want the stylist fired.
Justice for him.
I think I might start a petition because he did Becca so dirty. It's a man, by the way. I found his Instagram account. Did Becca so dirty, and he's doing Hannah dirty as well. And I just can't, I don't.
But if he's just a big fan of Elvis and everything is like a sparkle.
Glitz and glam, yeah, like old
bell bottoms.
Well, that's the thing.
Shake
he's going
your hips,
for this.
Hannah.
He's going for this thing of like old Hollywood, yeah. And it's just like really not coming across.
It's like, yeah. Now, Hannah, shake your leg. Shake your leg. Just do this.
No, talk in a lower tone.
Get in the lights. I want to see those sequins sparkle. He's just watching. Yeah, you know he's watching it at home.
No,
like, I love
the problem
that on
was
her.
The different mediums the stylist uses. He's got lace. He's got sequins.
It's lace and sequins and red and black, and yeah. That's his MO.
Yeah, it's anyway. It's a no go.
So they went on an evening portion of the date.
Yeah, surprise! It's an awkward singing date where there's 15 cameras circling around them, and they probably have to do 12 takes and slow dance.
And an artist doing a cover, and you've never seen them before. That guy had really bad hair.
I say it again. He had a beautiful voice and a bad look.
No,
real
it
bad
was
look.
Not.
Didn't like, you say there was a rash involved?
Oh, that
too?
Was the poor pianist. That guy had rash hands, and of course they zoom in. They don't show his face. They zoom in on his rash hand. It's like, yo, you could have literally had a hand model. It could have been the fucking master grip of the show. It didn't matter. Anybody's hand that didn't have a gasoline burn on it, you know? That was a bit harsh. It might have been eczema. I'm sorry if you have that. I'm not
insensitive. I have eczema. In fact, somebody made a comment on the YouTube where it was like, I like the video, but Becca's scratching her arm is really distracting. I was like, I literally commented back. I was like, I have eczema.
You try to live with her rash, asshole.
You try to live with rashy hands as a professional pianist.
You're just coconut oiling up the whole time.
Rash. Well, could just put a stock photo in quick. No lamps.
That guy looked like he was 12, but he was 20, right?
Are you guys talking about
the
rash?
Voice of an angel? No, yeah, not yeah. Rash hands. I'm done with that. Fucking mutant. I'm sorry. Just kidding. Al Capone had eczema.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We have that in common.
Or syphilis. I no, forgot. This. I don't know.
Ew.
Syphilis.
Stop. I got to take this opportunity to say that I said in the beginning, like, Luke looks like somebody who has an STD, which I also said, who doesn't get tested but says that he does. I was not trying to shame people who have STDs because sometimes it is out of your control.
Yes, of course.
By the way, I just wanted to make that clear because we got some messages about it and said that I was STD shaming. No, I said that Luke looks like someone who lies and says that he's been tested when he hasn't.
Yes, let's make it clear.
When girls ask me if I have an STD, I always go, couldn't tell you. I don't know.
When girls ask you? You mean like whenever you sleep with someone, they ask you like, do you have an STD?
I look like an STD kind of guy. I've been like, asked that so many times.
Really?
Oh, dozens of times. What is this okay to talk about? I don't know. One time I was having unprotected sex with a girl, consensual.
Yeah.
That's how you got to say that now. And then they set after we are in it, you know, 15, yeah. 10 minutes. Yeah. They looked at me and go, "You don't have AIDS, do you?" And I was
was that a joke?
No. I don't know.
They weren't trying to be, they're like, "Oh, he's a comedian, so I'm going to be funny." No. They weren't trying to do something
like they
shitty
thought,
like that.
Came to their mind. Like,
yeah. And then, I was like, no.
What is wrong with
can
people?
Can we edit this part again?
Yes, we can make a note of it.
Just kidding. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm like, oh, we can. I actually had an ex-boyfriend who didn't tell me until 3 or 4 months into our relationship that he had genital herpes.
Oh, really?
And he said, oh, but like, it's only contagious if I have an outbreak. And I was like, bro, PSA, if you have genital herpes false. Or any STD, even if you're using a condom, you need to tell the person you're having sex with.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that being said, PSA. I went and got, I do not have genital herpes, thankfully. Not shaming anybody who does, but tell the person you're having sex with.
Communication is key.
He brought it up casually 3 or 4 months in.
Hey, you know that fat sore on my cock? That's not a rash. That's not eczema. That's big not old herp.
Well, he was like he would take a little pill for it like every morning. And I just figured, you know, like, I don't know,
and
thyroid medication
you?
Or something.
And he wasn't
you know?
Telling you, even though he was taking pills?
No!
What's Valtrex? Honey, what's that? Is that a new vitamin? Can I have some?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Then they have the group date with the most fabulous photographer I've ever seen.
Okay,
I choose him over all the men.
I like the red with the blue.
His
and everything.
Suit, he had blue eyeshadow on. I was obsessed with him.
I said it when we were watching it, and I'll say it again. That guy is a self-esteem booster. You just meet that man,
yeah.
You're like, I feel good about myself.
Hell yeah.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make the men look good, and they looked great with their little animal photo shoots. That was cute.
That was such a cute idea. Okay, if you guys, what would you pose with if you could choose an animal?
The furry llama thing.
I mean, like,
that guy had it around his neck like a freaking
so, like,
scarf.
Draped. No, I mean, like, any animal.
Oh, a turtle. I love
so
turtles.
Cute.
That's
a red-eared
really cute.
Slider.
You've seen the video, right, of the kid who goes, I like turtles.
Mm-mm.
There's a kid at the fair and he has face paint on and this lady's interviewing him. I'll show you it after. And she goes, so what do you think of the fair? What did you think of that ride? And he just gets like camera's fright and he goes, I like turtles.
It's I love so, that kid.
I am that kid.
Me and that kid have a lot in common.
Would you have like a big turtle, like a tortoise, or like a little one on your shoulder?
A red-eared slider is the one
that
swims.
Oh, yeah, those are so cute.
They are cute.
I had one growing up.
One of my friends did. She named it Rosie. What was yours named?
Walter.
Cute. Perfect turtle name.
Definitely picture Walter with glasses.
Jess, what would you pick?
I would go for a capybara. It's my most favorite of animals.
I kind of pictured you with like a snow leopard.
I mean, that would be like my sexy choice. Like,
right.
I'd be like, ooh.
Like you're like nude draped over the
yes,
snow leopard.
Yes, for sure. But more like if I was like going for my heart desire, it would be either a sloth or, but more likely than not, a capybara, which.
That's cool.
What's a capybara?
They look like they're a rodent and they look like a guinea pig, except they weigh like
they're
100
really big.
Pounds.
They're like a
huge.
Giant guinea pig.
They're like the size of my dog, but they're a guinea pig.
What's up with you and these large animals? Our dog's a horse.
I know. Our dog is huge. We need to get with Boris. Boris is a good name.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
For
my
a
baby.
Big dog like that. I would pose with... I just suddenly pictured myself with like a bunch of frogs. Like a ton of them.
I want to lay like... with a catfish. I ever heard of electric eel?
I looked doing like the sexiest pose ever, and they're like, "Is Becca covered in frogs? Was that her choice?"
I think the cool pick, the cool choice would be. I had one, but I thought of it.
I could picture you with a snake,
a tarantula on my forehead.
Oh yeah. No.
You don't like spiders?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I was such a bitch. I was like, my sister's like, Nicole, kill it. I can't. Oh, No, thank you.
One of my best friends hates spiders, and she always has Instagram stories of her, like, with the broom 20 feet away trying to kill it. Like,
oh, anyway. I follow her. She's funny.
Yeah, she's wild. Anyways, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, skunk. A skunk without the Ooh, without the smelly thing. I always wanted a pet skunk because I thought the black and white was so stylish, and I just wanted it as an accessory.
Very Cruella
de Vil.
They're
really cute.
Mm-hmm,
and I always love Pepe Le Pew. And
yes! It's so cute.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, so... that date.
So,
this is where Luke really had his time to shine on this date.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, they had the quick little caveat with Demi being a secret spy, which
it could have been so good. Actually, like it could have been so good, like, and then none of the guys took the bait.
Yeah, like Hannah said, I'm sure Demi was very disappointed that none of the boys took. Yeah. I was really hoping that Luke was just gonna go off the rails and be like, you know, whipping.
No,
out.
He's so into his own delusion where he's like, I'm really in love with this girl.
Can we give some like props to Grant too? Like, I want to see more Grant.
Was he the one who called her out where he was like, you can't hit on me. Where's Hannah?
Yeah. He's the unemployed one from San Clemente.
Yeah. He came out with hot dogs in his opening limo entrance.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. He
hot
literally dogs. Came out with hot dogs.
He was shoving them down his throat and pouring mustard in him.
I don't understand why nobody would do
that. I have no idea why he did it either.
But I like his energy.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. Demi cameo.
But the boys all passed, and then Luke starts tripping balls.
He decides to come back in, and he's like, no, you stand on my back, and I'm going to do a push-up. I was like,
everyone's taking photos of the animals, and he just like is slamming the animals out of the way.
Just a pony standing next to him as he's doing the push up with her on his back. Like, this has nothing to do with
it's a roids kicking animal. In. Look away, pony.
Shield your eyes.
That's so fucking hard, too.
Step on my back, acne. Yeah.
It was actually very impressive.
My balls are small.
Last time I was like, she's in for a surprise because those things are gonna be shriveled and
hey,
tiny.
You like little dicks and big heads
and big chests. I mean, man, I literally, Grayson and I tried that last night. He was like, let's see if I can do a push-up with you on my back, and it's hard. It really
was impressive.
Hard.
But
I was doing push-ups with Boris on my back before. I don't want to brag. What do you think got all the hair on me?
Well, that would fit in with the photo shoot theme. See, that's appropriate. Luke's was just trying to flex and push poor Dylan out of the way.
But all of a sudden, we see Miss Hannah coming through and shutting him down.
I really appreciated that.
And he's chasing her out with one of the animals. It's like, Luke, excuse me, you can't leave with one of the animals, first of all. You can't take the Frenchie with you. He's chasing her out, and she is just kind of like, I'll see you later. And then she, in her interview, is like, he's moving too fast. He needs to shut it down.
Yeah, and I really appreciated how she had that very mature conversation with him.
So, the cocktail party.
At the cocktail party, where she was just like, look, you know that I like you. I think you need to take it down a notch. And, like, I find it kind of annoying when you're being, like, overly confident and you're being a little bit too, arrogant.
You could tell he had never been told anything like that before, and it looked like his head was going to explode.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Where's that French dog? I'm going to kill him. I love you.
That was exactly his reaction. And then he twists her words around when he goes back into the guys, too. He's like, she said I was just too confident, too handsome. Like, I don't know.
It's too much for her small brain. Like, that was the vibe. And then when they were actually having the conversation, she's coming at him saying, like, you know I like you, right? Like, I'm telling you I like you. This is too much, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm so happy that we're actually having this conversation. So manipulative.
Yeah, well, he started to interrupt her and said that. And then she's like, no, let me finish talking.
And she shut the shit down.
But then he says in the interview or to the guys, he goes, yeah, and I think I'm just going to, like, pretend like that conversation never happened. And I'm like, good move. This is going to make for a good next couple of episodes.
Okay.
So please.
Yeah, please,
by
Luke,
all means,
just ignore everything she told you. And he started to do that by walking in on every single one of her dates. And every time she'd, like, put her hand up to him and be like, not right now.
Because she kept saying, I'll come get you. Like,
I'll come get you. And he wouldn't take it. He wouldn't take it.
Stay in the corner, Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she pushes him in the corner. It's like him and Cam are, like, related all of a sudden.
It was strange to me. He kept saying, she was talking to me. I didn't get to talk to her. And I'm like, oh, you can't handle not being the only one who's being talked at?
That was for sure the grossest thing to me.
He was like, just like,
I didn't consider it a conversation.
She was mostly just talking to me. So yeah. Like, I didn't get to say anything.
Yeah, homie,
like,
did not consider
maybe just listen.
Yeah, he didn't consider it a conversation.
Which, by the way, Mike is really great at. You pointed that out. Mike's a good listener.
Whenever they have the interviews with Mike, he always will specifically quote back things Hannah said to him word for word.
Active and I'm like, listener.
This man is a listener.
I knew I liked Mike for a reason.
Active listener. Mike. What
and
else happened that?
We see the Pete connection, Sweet Pete.
Oh, Sweet Pete, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so, people were DMing me like, Pete for Bachelor. And I'm like, no, Pete's nice, but he's like literally every other nice guy on The Bachelor ever.
I say Pete for Hannah's final choice.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I say Pete, like if Pete was dating my sister, I'd be like, ah, she's in good hands.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Yeah.
That's exactly. A good sign. What if your sister was dating Luke?
I would get a Glock 19 and handle business in a forest because he might murder my sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Preemptive strike, yeah, motherfucker.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, Sweet Pete, he definitely looked like he was wearing highlighter. Craig pointed out at one point that he was fully wearing lipstick.
Yeah, I knew I liked Sweet Pete. That was lipstick, man. He had lip gloss on.
When him and Hannah, after they had kissed, her lipstick transferred perfectly onto his lips. Yeah. It wasn't outside the line of his lips. It was perfect.
He looks so cute. Like, he kind of looks like a Disney character.
He does look like a Disney
character. He has a very juvenile face.
Sweet Pea.
You got to keep us on track, Jess, because I don't even have my notes anymore.
Yes, of course.
We're doing good.
So Pete ends up getting the rose. Yay for that.
Yes.
She keeps shutting Luke down the whole rest of the night. She pulls him aside and has that final conversation saying like, yo, I like you, but you need to stop.
Luke's,
calm down.
Luke's faces during these, by the way, like you pointed out, I just love it because he's just like, what? Like, in just disbelief, like, how could anybody think that of
me? Oh, we did forget to mention, too, at one point, he did say, he was like, he started to threaten to leave, and he said, well, you know, I don't know, like, and then he said, you know, I'm not in love with her. Oh, what about 2 days ago?
No, don't forget, Jess. He said he was falling in love with her. That's very different from being in love with somebody.
Of course. Huge difference.
He was only falling.
Huge difference.
And you know, like how he said, if he's in love with someone, he's like ready to get down one knee.
That's what he said. He's like, but he said, I'm not ready to get down on one knee.
No.
And all of a sudden the tides have changed, my friend. Hey, Luke, screw you.
Luke, go fuck yourself.
Hey, Luke, if life doesn't go your way, that's life, bitch. That's fucking life.
No, but he doesn't understand that because he's just this white male living in fucking Kansas or some shit.
I feel like he is the guy that, like, be like, hey, wait, I'm white, guys.
No, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm,
this doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, come on.
By the way, his profile picture is him holding, like, an African child. And that's, like, that's just who he is.
Yeah, anybody who actually does that doesn't have that as their profile picture. They're just of service and are good people and don't want to be, hey, I touched a black kid one time.
Thank you. This goes along exactly with what I was saying last week. And you know we're going to get more DMs from people with African children in their biopics.
Oh, Lord. You
if
can
it's
deal
your
with that.
Biopic, go fuck yourself. Send me your hate DMs, not this lovely young lady. And you know what I'll do? I don't know. I'll just
decline.
Block you. Decline. Yeah. Block. I'll fucking meet you in the forest, my Glock 19. No,
Craig will just
be
like,
dangerous.
Sorry.
It's getting dangerous here.
Craig said it, not us.
Yeah.
Okay, tailgate party. Tailgate party. Cam declares to the men that he needs to pull.
This was actually the highlight of the episode for me. I love this part.
Cam says he needs to pull Hannah aside and is telling the men, just FYI, I have something that I have to tell her. It's going to be so intense that she might send me away. And so I just wanted to let you guys know it's been nice knowing you. And he does this whole like.
Wait, by the way, he said now knowing after the fact what he was going to say, he said Hannah might send me away because it's too intense.
It's like,
almost losing a limb, but not losing a limb.
Well, even before the limb thing, we got to save that. That's a whole. But like, how dramatic of a little bitch are you to where you set that up that way? Like, hey, hey, boys, I might be getting sent home. Where's the teacher? I'm going to rat on you guys. And then the fucking limb thing. The limb thing. What? Hey, I was about to be amputee. They're going to decapitate me. Did I say that word right? Probably not. But, and then you have all your fucking limbs? What?
And then we don't get an end to this story?
I almost lost my leg in the war. They had the saw to the bone. But here I am in shorts with a fat calf that you clearly can see that is not mechanical. What the fuck are you talking about, you asshole?
No, and then he goes from I almost lost a limb, go to my grandma died. And then I had to give away my 10-month-old dog who I was really close to. It's like, what? And then no wrap-up for the goddamn story.
Hey, buddy, you're fucking 35 years old. All of our grandmothers die. That's what happens.
Yep.
They're 90. They fart and they die.
Let them go. Let them be.
That's how my Nana died. She farted and went.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
What?
That's not what happened.
No.
I thought it was a true story. My grandma ate pie with me, and it was on Thanksgiving, and I held her hand, and I knew she was going to die. I even though she wasn't sick, it was kind of weird. I was like the Grim Reaper. I was telling everyone the day before, I was like, damn, tomorrow's going to be my last day with grandma. Like, I just...
You knew it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, tomorrow's going to be my last day, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? My mom was like, shut up. And then when we were there at Thanksgiving, I was just holding her hand. I was like, I am not leaving her side. This is her last day on earth. She died that night.
I was with my Nana the night before she died, and I still feel bad to this day because The Proposition was on, and it was a really good movie, and I was really into it.
Oh, no.
It's all right. I fed her applesauce. She knew I loved her, but I was just like, hang on, Nana. Guy Pearce is having a really good scene right now.
Hey, but you know what? At least you were watching The Proposition with her, not at home with her, watching it alone. I used to sleep next to her.
Aww.
And then my Mexican grandma, I was in the room when she passed. And me, my mom, my aunt, my cousin Lisa, and I was a drug addict at that time, and I was so high off liquid morphine I said to my grandma as she was passing, say hi to Grandpa and Tupac. I said that, and I didn't even remember saying that. My cousin told me years later, she's like, remember when he told dying grandma to say hi to Tupac? And I was like, I said that. I was like, man, morphine's a hell of a drug, huh? Back to The Bachelor. Oh, man.
It cuts to you. You're talking to Hannah in the hotel room. You're like, so I told my grandma was dying. I told her to say hi to Tupac. Tears are pouring out of your eyes. Craig's got the real story.
Come on.
Come on, ABC. I don't have a profile picture holding a black Nino. Bring me on.
You have all your limbs.
Yeah.
You have all your limbs.
And I don't lie about it.
Dude, Cam's thing was just like embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing.
Lead us on to the next point.
At one point, Tyler C. breaks Hannah's nose, but he's got a cute butt, so I guess it's fine.
Oh, yeah. He
took her out.
He broke her nose, kneed her in the vagina.
She took herself out. She just isn't very coordinated. Let's be real about that.
If she was a little bit more agile, she could have saved it, but he booby trapped her.
She almost went straight into the splits, high-heeled herself right in the crotch.
This season is very physically aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, already, there's the roller derby. Yeah. They're getting, like, electrocuted to have birth symptoms. Like, my God, I don't understand.
Yeah, that was wild. What happened next?
And then... Mike ends up telling Hannah that Cam was writing these Dear John letters.
Okay, that was a little bit of a snitch moment.
It was, but I still like Mike,
but I'm like, why you gotta be the one that like tells her about the whole Cam thing?
You know,
that's a tough one. Snitches get stitches, but fuck Cam. You know what I mean?
But fuck Cam.
If it's
Cam.
A guy like Cam.
That's the thing. If it's a guy, let's just say someone like Garrett, let's just say he ends up feeling like Garrett's not there for the right reasons, but he's just kind of feeling that way. Then I'd be a little more like, Garrett's not causing drama. Just let the guy be. But with Cam, who's just making everyone, when the cameras aren't on in the house, he's making everyone's life miserable.
Oh, for sure.
He has to be so irritating. Yeah. They just want him gone. They're like making up shit to get him out of the house.
I mean, yeah, he's the guy where you know he has 7 white t-shirts. You're like, hey, can I borrow a white t-shirt? And he's just like, I don't have any. They're all dirty.
That's it.
And you're like, Cam, I fucking see them folded in your suitcase.
Shirt, Cam.
dude. Yeah, man. But the thing is, it almost made what Mike did better because Hannah was also looking for a reason to send Cam home.
She was smiling almost when he said that to her. She was stoked.
She's like, great. Cam sucks even more. Now I have something to be mad at him about and a legitimate reason to send him home. And the producers will not make me keep him on for any subsequent
episodes. And then what happened? He walked out on his two legs that he still has. That lying limb, liar, fucking pussy. What? I'm sorry. Back to the notes.
So Anna says, declares at the end that she's not giving out any pity roses, which was a direct slam. Everyone's shaking. Everyone's like, shit, Hannah means business. And then rose ceremony. And surprise, surprise, she cuts Cam. And then she also cuts Jonathan.
I actually was surprised that she cut Cam because I thought that they were going to make her keep him on.
But like you were saying when we were watching too good of a villain in Luke.
They are setting it up for old Lukey boy to take it away for the next three episodes.
He's going to burn it down.
They want to watch. Burn it to the ground.
The final win. No one can win. That's him.
He's going to just try to break The Bachelor. Yeah.
He's
going to
be
franchise.
Holding her hostage with a knife. He'd be like, stay back. These are my roses. He has them all gathered in his arms.
Cut to three or two months from now when they're doing the finale. Like, actually, the entire like producer staff is being held hostage by Luke this whole time. Yeah. They've been releasing the episodes, and he's like, Hannah's still here with me. She's been here the whole time.
What if she ends up like huge plot twist? She's like engaged with him, or Luke's the next Bachelor.
Well, we're shit out of luck if Luke's the next Bachelor.
He's telling all the girls he's in love with them week two.
Oh my god.
I would watch that for fucking sure.
I'm going to say it again. If Mike's not the next Bachelor, I'm quitting. I'm out.
I don't know who else they would make it. Tyler Cameron?
Hello.
Hashtag Craig from Bachelor.
That's it.
Hashtag Broad Squad.
So yeah, she sent Cam, Jonathan, and Ryan. They're sent home. And then we got a quick little preview for the next episode and the next few episodes. And we had the full line that is... I had sex and honestly, Jesus still loves me.
I know, I have had sex.
I have had sex and honestly, Jesus still loves me.
Which we definitely will have shirts with that on it
by next week. Yes, they are currently being designed. So keep an eyeball out.
You want one of those shirts, Craig?
Yes.
I have had sex and honestly, Jesus still loves me. It's such a good quote. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite. Well, this is a good episode.
Thanks for joining. We know that we were like literally torturing you by making you sit and watch it.
I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, you seem like you really enjoyed it.
No, I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
We're good.
We love you. And our broads love you. So send Craig.
I love your broads.
Yeah, and also if we finally get dates for live shows, we really want you to come on our live show.
Yes.
We want to do like a blind, you know how they do those TV shows where you do like a blind dating thing where you're behind a panel and you have to ask questions and just listen to the girls answer questions?
Oh yeah.
We want to make you do that like on stage with people from
the
audience.
That'd be really funny.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
And we'll just bring up three broads.
Yeah.
And then you choose her and you have to marry her.
Okay.
I guess.
Right.
No, she'll get like a free Broad Squad sweatshirt and you don't have to ever see her
and
again.
And a Jesus Loves You shirt.
Yeah.
Yes, because you guys then will be having consensual sex afterwards. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I feel like I always say that to try to get a laugh and then I regret it every time.
What?
Because it worked one time on stage. I was having sex consensual. And you're a comedian, so you get addicted to laughters and you're like, oh, that's fucking... Well, anyways.
Wait, what did you say on stage?
Because you say, you know, you say something on stage and then you like keep it. You're like, I was having sex consensual.
And then
later you're like, why am I still doing that?
I like it.
It's good.
I love it.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's
timely.
Yeah. Okay. It's, well, you're also advertising that all sex should be consensual.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And you're also making yourself more likable, if that's even possible.
Bareback.
I don't know. After the end of this episode, you were saying you were going to shoot Luke in the forest. You insinuated that. We're talking about miscarriages. What was the other thing?
Diarrhea, miscarriages.
The death of your grandma while you were watching a show.
High on morphine.
Yeah. High on morphine.
Telling her to say hello to a hip-hop icon that she doesn't even know exists.
That's fine.
Calling people Nazis.
She'll pass around the message. Oh, yeah, calling people Nazis. That's the other good one, too.
Yeah.
Craig for Bachelor.
Thanks. Craig for Bachelor. Me. You can go listen to his podcast, Community Service.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And check out dates you post on your Instagram. So follow him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Tour. I do stand up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Comedy.
All right, broads. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be coming to you
next week. And don't worry.
And also Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. Also, don't worry. We are probably never for the rest of the season going to record this late at night ever again. So this is probably going to be our shittiest episode
we'll
of the season.
We'll have better notes, but best it's the best episode.
Best episode. Okay.
Obviously.
And I deleted my notes. This is just,
you know.
Well,
cheers.
Thanks for joining us, broads. We love you.
Love you.
Thick and thin. In sickness and in health. Limbs and no limbs.
Chat soon, broads.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.